1 week from today, opening day Detroit Tigers baseball, April 1st, 2021. It's not an April Fool's joke. It's actually 1 week from today. You were telling me off air, Pat Johnston, you've heard about the weather that's scheduled for next year. I know it's a week away.
It's a week away. No, I'm just from my weather app, and it just says for our area, we're going to be in the low 40s, cloudy. Didn't seem like, though, there's going to be precipitation, so that's good.
That's
and I'm
going
to guess then down in Detroit, that would probably mean, what, 45, maybe?
A few extra degrees, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully not a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that could that could be an issue. Even if it's dry, you get a windy day, that's, well,
right.
We only can hope for the best on April 1st.
That's right.
But the weekend looks better.
Yeah, next weekend looks a lot better.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be in the 60s. That's what they're saying right now. That's what they're saying right now.
A week out, anything can happen,
but
at least that's going on. One of the things that has happened, too, it seems that the Tigers' pitching rotation is being rounded out, shall we say. We had the story the other day that Matthew Boyd has been named the opening day starter. So, of course, we know Matthew Boyd is part of the rotation.
Sorry, that's my reaction to it, but go on. Yes.
Hopefully it's a Matthew Boyd.
You'd like to start with a win, wouldn't you, Pat?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Hopefully it's the Matthew Boyd when he was pitching really well and not Matthew Boyd when he struggled last year giving up all those home runs.
Yeah.
That was kind of sad, but we'll see. But also, apparently part of the rotation will be our new guy, Julio Teheran.
Mm-hmm.
And also new guy, Jose Ureña.
Yep.
So a couple of the guys that have been brought on board apparently are going to do so. The youngster, Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, that's good. Good for him.
Yeah. And he's the thing pitched well. They're probably going to be monitoring his pitch count, making sure they don't overtax the young arm.
Yeah.
We'll see. And he's been pitching well all spring. His last outing probably was his most difficult when he walked those five guys.
Yeah, can't do that.
In fact, I was reading, was it Free Press or News Online, that I think manager A.J. Hinch wanted to come out to the mound and remove him from the game at a positive point and say, hey, by the way, you might be out of the game. Congratulations, you make the pitching rotation.
No, all right.
But he had to remove him after his fifth walk. And he says, I couldn't rightly tell him.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, right. No, not the time.
Had you stink up the game here.
Yeah, so we're going to make you part of the pitching rotation. Yeah, right.
The only other question is the fifth spot. And it should be filled out by Spencer Turnbull.
Right.
But he's now unavailable because he's undergoing COVID protocol.
Yeah, he's under.
He doesn't have COVID, right?
Not from what I've heard, that this is contact tracing purposes.
Thank you. Yeah,
so he may miss his first start. Sounds like that he'll be there probably for the second start.
It's just a matter of now, do you put the rookie? He's still a rookie, even though he pitched last year. He'll qualify as a rookie, Casey Mize.
Yeah,
or probably the other name, Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, probably Fulmer, I would see.
He's
Casey Mize.
He's had his struggles, but last time he pitched out of the bullpen and did very well.
Which is what I'm wondering. I think that's what they might do with him.
Might
have him come out of the bullpen this year, the bullpen.
And at some point, I think it's the end of April, the Tigers and I think some other teams are considering entering a sixth starter.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a bunch of games that are going to be packaged together.
Yeah, many teams are probably looking at doing a sixth pitcher this year.
And also because a lot of the young arms that were used aren't used to pitching a full season,
yep,
so they won't be up to speed to even pitch a full season here in 2021.
Right.
So you got to have that six-man rotation.
Yep.
Wow, a far cry from the old four-man rotations. Starters would get 30 to 35 starts a year and complete about 25 to 30 games.
Yeah, those days are long gone.
Long gone. But it's fun to talk about. And 1 week from today, of course, we will be on the air that day for Detroit Tigers baseball. That's going to be a 12:50 broadcast. That'll be on 790 News Radio WSTW, as all Tigers games will be for 54 consecutive years. Your home for Detroit Tigers baseball. And, of course, that first week, you're going to find most of those games happening in the daytime.
Yes, yeah, right.
Especially during the weekdays.
And regular programming will continue on 100.5.
And online, too.
Because
our Tigers baseball cannot be online, but our regular programming will be. So there'll be options for you as you're listening. And we'll have more Tigers news for you, too, the closer we get. But that's one of the big things. The pitching rotation has been finalized, or at least for the start of this season. Anyway.
Everybody, don't forget to vote on our online poll. how you think the Tigers are going to do this year.
That's right. We introduced it yesterday at WSW.com. Scroll down the homepage, find that poll box. We're just asking your prediction on how you think the Tigers will finish record-wise.
We will give our much-anticipated predictions on, is it opening day? Or are we going to
We'll do it opening day. Oh, yeah.
Much-anticipated.
I know that people are hanging on the edge of their seats, sitting on pins and needles, as the cliche says.
Now, are there a reduced number of games this year?
No.
Okay. So it's still the full of
the full
162 games. Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. And hoping that they will have success. I think baseball probably anticipates they're going to come across some COVID situations like basketball and like hockey had. And we'll see how they make those games available for doubleheader makeups or other things like that, open dates.
Have you heard or read an article anywhere about vaccinating players? What the MLB is planning to do when it's their turn, I suppose?
You know, I have not.
And coaches?
I have not heard a word. We're hearing more about how they're going to be housed and how they're going to try and limit travel and things like that. But no, I have not heard anything about the possibility of that.
I think that's what the leagues, all sports leagues, professional sports leagues, are going to want most of their players and staff getting vaccinated.
Of course, at this point, most of those players, well, all the players, certainly under the
the
age group and things like that. But once you know have more vaccinations and vaccines available, don't know, that might be something that will come forth. Interesting. Tigers fans, 1 week from today, Detroit Tigers baseball back for the regular season. Remember this Saturday, our final preseason broadcast of Tigers baseball, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon on WSGW 790 AM.